Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from TCO Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings have moved to 4-0 after a big victory over the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. It's a short week this week with the Houston Texans coming to town on Sunday. It may be a short week. There's still lots of work to do, and we have time for some of your questions. So let's get to work. The first one comes from Daniel. Gruden gave his Grinder Award to Jerick McKinnon last night. If you had to give a Grinder Award to someone on the team for the season, who would it be and why? Well, you know us. We love to pass around praise around here, so we're going to give it to a couple of different guys. Let's start with Linval Joseph on defense. He had a sack in the Vikings' first three games, and on Monday night against the Giants, he set the tone early with a quarterback hit on the first drive and three tackles on the Vikings' first two defensive series. The former New York Giant set the tone for the Vikings against the Giants on Monday night. On offense, how about Adam Thielen? One-handed catches in Carolina, extended catches in Tennessee, had a couple of big catches on third down against the New York Giants on Monday night. Thielen is grinding it out for the Vikings offense. Doesn't get all the pub, but he still is making a difference for your Minnesota Vikings. Now, let's throw a bone to a couple of players who have come up big as grinders the last 2 weeks. Cordarrelle Patterson, a gunner on the punt team? Oh, yeah. He's got a tackle on the punt team. He's down to punt inside the five, and he forced a fumble of Dwayne Harris on Monday night against the Giants. Marcus Sherrills recovered that. And also Jeremiah Searle stepping in on the offensive line for Alex Boone in Carolina and for Andre Smith against the Giants. Two thumbs up for Patterson and Searles. Okay, the next one. It's from Chris in Utah. Considering the Vikings didn't have any sacks last night, for you, what was the find a way factor in the win? I'm going to go to a specific drive by the Vikings offense. It was right after the Giants scored their lone touchdown of the game to cut the lead to 7. What did the Vikings offense do? It came out on the field for an 8-play, 76-yard drive that took up 4 minutes and 18 seconds. The Vikings converted 2 third downs on the drive, and they capped it with a Jerick McKinnon rushing touchdown. The rushing attack in general took a step forward. It was big on that drive with the rushing touchdown, and that touchdown drive sealed the Vikings' victory on Monday night. The next question comes from Brian on Twitter. The Vikes had more yards on interception returns on targets to Odell Beckham Jr. than he had in receiving yards. Super cool stat. Not even I caught that one in the aftermath of the game. Odell Beckham Jr., career low, 23 receiving yards. This from a Vikings defense that held Kelvin Benjamin catchless 2 weeks ago. Bravo Mike Zimmer and company, and bravo Xavier Rhodes, who traveled with Odell Beckham Jr. across the field for much of Monday night. Our next question comes from Philip. Which game on the schedule seems like the greatest challenge for the Vikings? Well, the NFL is a week-to-week league, we know that, so the Vikings will consider their next challenge the biggest one. That means the Houston Texans on Sunday. But I'm going to go all the way down the schedule to Week 13. The Vikings play the Cowboys. The Cowboys might be healthy by Week 13. That could mean Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, and Ezekiel Elliott coming at you at US Bank Stadium. That could be a fun game to watch. Our next question comes from Kyle. Another great team win. I love the way this team is playing and can't wait to watch more games. Skol Vikings. That is a feeling a lot of fans had, and a lot of emails I got looked just like that one on Tuesday. Lots of fun to watch this team. How about quarterback Sam Bradford? When your quarterback plays that well, it's always fun to watch. 26 of 36 for Sam Bradford. 262 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, didn't take any sacks, had a passer rating of 101.2. The quarterback plays that way, you're going to win a lot of games. Our final question comes from James in Maryland. Why is it that the Vikings haven't retired Randy Moss's number 84 jersey? I also got a lot of this type of email. Randy Moss sounded the Galler horn on Monday night. That got US Bank Stadium rocking. Randy was into it. Certainly a player worthy of having his jersey retired, but the Vikings have already retired 6 jersey numbers. Fran Tarkenton, Mick Tinglehoff, Jim Marshall, Corey Stringer, Chris Carter, and Alan Page. You can't retire too many uniforms. They're going to run out of numbers, especially when you need 90 numbers at training camp. Ring of Honor? That's another story. I expect Moss will be in there someday. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but keep sending your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, because next week we're back with another edition and you can make an appearance. Stay tuned to Vikings.com all week as we get ready for the Houston Texans. If you haven't gotten into 96 questions with Brian Robinson, you better do it now. The season is off to a fast start. Lots of funny stuff. B-Rob behind the mic is really good. Make sure you check it out.